Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2643. What type of investment account do I open? By Robert Farrington of thecollegeinvestor.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where every day I read and offer commentary on some of the best personal finance blogs on the web in about 10 minutes or less. So with that, let's get right to our next article as we optimize your life. What type of investment account do I open? By Robert Farrington of thecollegeinvestor.com. If you're just considering getting started investing, you may be overwhelmed by the first choice on the investment account application. What type of investment account do you want? The truth is that there are a lot of different accounts for different purposes, so I'll try to shed a little light on the more common ones that are offered at most discount brokerages. Remember, an investment account is like a vehicle, while your actual investments are the passengers. Depending on the vehicle you own, it can only hold certain numbers and types of passengers. Plus, certain other rules will apply. That is how accounts work. Inside the account, you hold your stocks, bonds, mutual funds, etc. Some accounts have limits on how much you can put in, and there are rules about what types of investments you can hold in certain types of accounts. First, there are two main distinctions in accounts: brokerage and retirement. There are also some specialty accounts. Brokerage accounts can be accessed at any time to deposit and withdraw funds. Retirement accounts have restrictions on how much can be invested annually and can usually only be withdrawn upon in retirement. Both types also have their benefits. Brokerage accounts can invest in any investment product and can also take on leverage and short positions. Retirement accounts are somewhat limited in what they can invest in, but they usually offer some type of tax advantage. Brokerage investment accounts. Number one, cash. A cash brokerage account is the most basic form of investment account. It's also known as a standard brokerage account. This account type is funded by your cash, and you can only invest with the cash in the account. This account is limited in what you can do because you can only use your cash. For example, you can't engage in certain options trading, and you can't short sell either. If you're interested in that type of trading, you should look for a margin account. You should note that everything you do in a cash account is taxable, so make sure you pick your investments wisely. And number two, margin. A margin account is very similar to a cash account, except you have the ability to trade on margin. This means that you're able to borrow from the brokerage when you place a trade. It still requires a certain amount of capital, and you can usually borrow up to 50% of what you have. A margin account gives you the ability to place every trade possible, including options trades and short selling. This is all due to the fact that you're able to borrow from the broker to conduct the trade. Just like a cash account, a margin account is fully taxable. Retirement investing accounts. When it comes to saving for retirement, there are a lot of different investment vehicles. IRAs are the main type that you can go and open. You may be familiar with a 401k or 403b, but those are employer-sponsored plans, and individuals don't open those accounts. Number 1. Traditional IRA. A traditional IRA, or individual retirement account, is a savings vehicle that allows you to save and invest for retirement up to the IRA contribution limits. The benefit of using a traditional IRA is that in many cases, the amount you contribute is tax deductible. Once you put money inside the account, everything you do or trade is tax deferred. You only pay taxes once you withdraw the money in retirement, but you'll do so at ordinary income tax rates. Number 2, Roth IRA. A Roth IRA is similar to a traditional IRA, except that you invest using after-tax money. Inside the account, both the Roth and traditional IRA act the same. However, with the Roth IRA, when you withdraw your money in retirement, you don't pay any taxes on it. For these accounts, the gamble is this. Do you think you're going to be in a higher tax bracket now or later? If you're paying higher taxes now and think you'll pay less in retirement, a traditional IRA makes sense because you get the tax breaks today. However, if you're in a low tax bracket now and plan to be in a higher tax bracket in retirement, a Roth IRA is the better choice. Number 3, SEP IRA. A SEP IRA is designed for the self-employed. In fact, it stands for self-employed pension. Anyone who's self-employed can start a SEP IRA, and they're really quick and easy to open. In fact, if you're a freelancer or side hustler, this is a great account to open. The limits on these accounts are very high, and you can contribute upward of 25% of your income to this account. Number 4, 401k. A 401k is a workplace-sponsored retirement investment account. It can be sponsored by your employer or by yourself if you're self-employed, hence the solo 401k. The great thing about a 401k is that the amount you can contribute is significantly higher than what you can contribute in an IRA. The 401k has employer and employee contributions, and some employers even offer matching contributions. And number 5, 403b. A 403b is similar to a 401k in that it's a workplace-sponsored retirement plan, but this is for nonprofit or tax-exempt organizations. The contribution limits for a 403b are the same as a 401k, and many employers also offer matching contributions here as well. Education savings accounts. Number 1, 529 plan. A 529 plan is an education savings account that used to be primarily used for college, but now can be used for K through 12 expenses, student loans, and more qualifying expenses. This account has an account owner, usually a parent or grandparent, and an account beneficiary, usually a child. It's a great tool that allows money to grow inside of it, tax deferred, and when the money is used for qualifying expenses, it's tax free. Plus, most states provide a tax deduction for contributions as well. And number 2, Coverdell Education Savings Account. A Coverdell Education Savings Account, previously known as an Education IRA, is another account that allows families to save for K through 12 expenses and college. These accounts are less popular than a 529 plan, specifically because of the low contribution limits, but they do have some advantages, especially when it comes to qualifying expenses. Health savings account. A health savings account, or HSA, is a popular way to save for health expenses, but also retirement. This account comes with a triple tax benefit and has a lot of people leveraging this account as an IRA rather than for healthcare. You also can open an HSA for yourself outside of your employer, as long as you qualify. You can also roll over old HSAs into a new account. Which type of investment account should I open? If you're just getting started investing and don't plan on accessing your investments until retirement, you should consider a retirement account. These accounts have lots of tax benefits and are designed for long-term investment strategies. If you're looking to play or speculate in the stock market, I would recommend a margin account. It's very similar to a cash account, but as you want to take on more advanced investment strategies, this account will provide the flexibility you will inevitably want. And if you're looking to save and invest for the future, always take advantage of free money. Meaning if you get a 401k match, HSA match, or other free money, start investing there. You just listened to the post titled, What Type of Investment Account Do I Open? by Robert Farrington of thecollegeinvestor.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. While the information in this article is completely accurate, the way I think about my investment accounts is a little more streamlined. I see myself with four buckets. My pre-tax retirement bucket, which includes any traditional IRAs, 401ks, SEP IRAs, simple IRAs, or solo 401ks. My post-tax retirement bucket, which includes Roth IRAs or Roth 401ks. My HSA, and my after-tax brokerage, referred to as cash brokerage in this article. I personally have one brokerage account that's not tax advantaged, and then three retirement accounts that are tax advantaged. The water in those buckets is the same. This is because my asset allocation is 100% stocks. If I had bonds or alternative investments, I would need to be mindful about where I housed those other types of assets between the various buckets. I don't have a margin brokerage account, and I wouldn't recommend this to new investors. Once you're optimized in your other buckets and have a good nest egg under your belt, then you can start playing around with margin investing if you really want to. But to me, that's not really investing. It's having some short-term fun. Investing is inherently long-term, and there are no shortcuts to building wealth. When it comes to how to start and which accounts to open first, keep in mind that any level of investing in any account is better than nothing. Don't let perfectionism stop you from investing today. But in general, if your employer offers a 401k with a match, this is an excellent place to start. If not, a traditional or Roth IRA is also great. I agree with Robert that in general, it's wise to start with tax-optimized retirement accounts. Your money simply grows easier and faster when pesky taxes aren't getting in your way. And whether you retire early, at a more traditional age, or late, we all need to save for retirement, so might as well start here. And that's another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back with you tomorrow for another post. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.